Somebody who knows about yesteryear, because it's a little bit about what the Oberlin Heritage Center is about, looking at history, and they have got a fun event coming up on Saturday called Root Beer and Yesteryear. Liz Schultz from the Oberlin Heritage Center joins us. Good morning, Liz. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you all?
Great. I just like saying root beer and yesteryear. Congratulations. Congratulations on the title of this event. That wins me over more than anything. Talk a little bit about this and why is this connection to Oberlin that you have this type of an event coming up.
Sure. So this Saturday from 1 to 4 o'clock, we're going to be giving out free popcorn, free root beer floats, having some of our historic buildings open, old-time phonographs, hopefully a Model T car, and some reenactors. So we just wanted to have a fun, family-friendly history, kind of like fair environment on our grounds to welcome people to our site and just have a good time together.
Again, this is coming up Saturday, 1 to 4, a free event, which is always kind of fun. And explain sort of the connection of root beer. Why root beer in Oberlin? What's this? I guess there's a little history related to that.
So way back when the Oberlin was founded as a colony in 1833, they had some rules you had to agree to if you wanted to live here. Very simple, godly living, and some of the rules specified you could not have strong or unnecessary drinks, which would mean alcohol, of course, but also tea and coffee. They thought that would disrupt the purity of your body and your mind and distract you from the more important things. So Oberlin was a dry town until the 1980s. So we try to, I don't know, kind of honor but also have a little fun with that history with root beer and yesteryear.
How do you coordinate all these folks that have sort of these older items and or they play that style of music? How did that come about?
Yeah, well, we kind of put out the call. We've been doing this event for a couple years, so some people know we have it. For the bands, we talk to some local musicians and say who's playing. We really do try to support local musicians. We have Oberlin College student, Leah Liu, who's going to be playing our 1880 upright Sommer piano. So we're excited to have him play a song on that. And the person who's actually bringing the phonographs and the car, if he can get it going, is one of our board members. So I think history organizations kind of attract people who might be, collect some of these things.
Sure. And who is Mrs. Sarah Jane Leary Evans, if I might ask?
Mm-hmm. So right now in Oberlin, a newer nonprofit, the Wilson Bruce Evans Home Historical Society, is working to preserve the historic brick house at 33 East Vine Street. That is a National Historic Landmark. It belonged to Wilson Bruce Evans and his wife, Sarah Jane Leary Evans, who were an African-American family who, like several others, migrated from North Carolina to have better opportunities up here in Oberlin, Ohio. So Dr. Camille Hamlin Allen, one of our former board members, is going to be reenacting Sarah to talk about her life, her children, and kind of mess around with history and jump forward in the timeline to tell us what's going on with the house today.
Again, Root Beer and Yesteryear comes up on September 23rd, 1 to 4 over at the Oberlin Heritage Center. Really, a lot of places around there, including the Little Red Schoolhouse. Tell us a little bit about that and, I guess, what kind of games the kids will be playing and how you kind of incorporate that into this event.
Mm-hmm. So the schoolhouse is definitely a favorite for not just kids, everyone. So it is furnished to look like it would have been in about the 1840s. It was built in 1836, so guests can come in. It's all a hands-on space. They can have a seat at a bench, write their name and their best penmanship on a slate board, pretend to be the teacher if they want, ring the school bell. Outside, we will be having some historic games like stilts, hoop and stick, sack races, maybe beanbag toss, but one of our volunteers is also going to be bringing some modern-day yard games as well. You know, it's all good fun and helps families connect.
Liz, once we get past this first program of fall, what do you have on tap for the fall?
Well, actually, the weekend right after that, we have a program in Westwood Cemetery. It's called Every Good Story Has a Plot. So we've done this a couple times. So on September 30th, visitors can come at either 1:30 or 4:30, and they'll get a not exactly a guided tour, more like they are going to be meeting four historic characters placed in the cemetery. And this year, all of the characters are women who have a connection to landmarks or places in downtown Oberlin to talk about some of their either family histories or their business histories.
And that's the one they can sign up for, and there's a little bit of a cost, I believe, for that one too, right? Or that one.
There is, yes.
For that one. But the free event, again, is coming up on September 23rd, this Saturday. Root Beer and Yesteryear, 1 to 4 over in downtown Oberlin, Oberlin Heritage Center. Again, you can find out more as well by visiting the Oberlin Heritage Center website as well, finding out details about that. Liz, we appreciate your time this morning. Always fun to talk with you.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I always love sharing the news about what we're doing.
That's great. Root Beer and Yesteryear, that's the latest of the programs, 1 to 4. I don't know, Craig, do we have to wear our knickers? You know, the pants that
Do you have
high.
Knickers?
It doesn't make hard to make them. You just take your pants and fold them up underneath. I had to do that for, I don't know what play I was in at one particular point.
Oklahoma?
Excuse me? No, I don't think so. It wasn't like that. It might have been Scrooge, or perhaps it was something else. I don't know, one of those
type
of things.
All right.
Oklahoma.
Sure. You were in Oklahoma back in the day, right?
No, I was never in Oklahoma.
Oh, sure you were.
No, I wasn't. I mean, you
sound.
Might,
what, you're then what, then what was it?
What was what?
I thought you were like Curly or one of those characters.
No, absolutely not.
Come on, fess up. You've talked about this before.
You've brought it up, but I've no. What are you talking about? What musicals I was involved with?
Uh-huh.
All the non-singing roles, by the way, if I was ever
right.
in a musical.
Okay.
That would have been in The Music Man. That's what I
All right. Well, that might be the one I'm thinking of.
Oklahoma and The Music Man, doesn't go even the same
That's
way.
That's a musical. They're both musicals.
Well, I understand. Yeah, but it's one. One's Rodgers Hammerstein. One's the whole different genre of type of thing. No, it wasn't that as well.
Where's Gordon McRae when we need him?
There was a point I was in 1776, but I was just George Washington's secretary or something like that.
Did you have any lines?
I had to read things about George Washington's letters or something. But there was I had no singing involved in my part. That's that's how I get through. There's always roles within musicals that feature non-singing roles for people
sure.
who can't sing but still want to participate.